tickets for $10
right.
that cost $45.50.
What?
Because the service charge to buy a $10 ticket on the Giants website is $11.
The service charge is more than the ticket?
Correct. We went anyway. It was Italian night. I wanted the shirt.
Did you get the hat, too?
No hat, just the shirt.
That was a good game, though.
Yeah, it was all right. They won. So
it was two different games.
Yeah.
There was the Matt Cain game, and then there was the bullpen game.
Exactly. And those often, unfortunately, are two different games.
Hey, do you think our closer plays for the other team?
There's something going on, isn't there?
Yes.
I don't know what it is.
And it doesn't matter which team. It's just the other team.
Oh, and you can't boo him when he comes out. You can boo him after he doesn't produce, but you can't boo him when he doesn't come out. We don't boo members of our own team. We yell stuff out at him. But you can't boo members of your
own. They did last night.
Boo birds were out last night, for sure.
I know.
Yeah. All right, what's coming up on today's show, folks?
You know what? It's a very exciting show, politically speaking, in the 9 o'clock hour, not just Representative Lynn Woolsey.
Dianne Feinstein.
Senator Dianne Feinstein is going to be joining us on the show.
And then earlier in the show,
Al Franken, Jeffrey Cooner.
Andy Ross
from the Material Ross.
There's going to be no space for Will and Willie.
Well, I imagine we can fit you in somehow.
We'll do something. We'll keep it real here. Thanks, John.
All right, guys. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. We have more news waiting for you. Downloadable audio, too, at quakeradio.com. This is the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. California in crisis. An in-depth look at the state's infrastructure problems.
When we say infrastructure, housing and related costs may not immediately come to mind, especially owned as opposed to rental housing. The cost of that owned housing has a direct and significant impact on all the other infrastructure elements. Ask anyone who insists on a short commute. Those who exit closest to the core of work pay more for that privilege. Tens, even hundreds of thousands more. As development grows outward from a city's core, offering housing for a more affordable cost, roads that once fed a rural population are now carrying an exponential increase, often with no upgrading. Commutes lengthen on deteriorating roads, creating additional hidden costs.
We will find more lost time, and we will find ourselves paying more for repairs to our vehicles.
It's Tom Holzman with the Associated General Contractors of California. Unfortunately, the state has not looked to the future to make that commute any smoother.
California has, over the last 20 years, underinvested in its highway system.
That's Bill Hawk with the California Roundtable. Now add to the list of undone items power lines, phone cable, water pipes capable of delivering sufficient H2O to the increased population, and on and on. It becomes clear fewer still will be able to afford the American dream in the Bay Area. The number crunchers tell us the median home prices have been surging, while the percentage of households able to afford a home purchase have dropped even more precipitously. The home buying crunch has a ripple effect on rentals, too. To afford a two-bedroom apartment at the state's fair market rate, a worker needs to earn almost 300% of the minimum wage. That works out to $18.40 per hour. Not much, according to many who are listening, until you understand two out of three Californians miss that mark.
Listen every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for our California in Crisis reports, or listen online at quakeradio.com.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA NASA already know that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Here's a look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
Good morning. 704 at 960 The Quake. Good morning. It's 704.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to Stream. BMW.com.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes?
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
A father's absence does have a serious effect on a child. Fatherless children are twice as likely to drop out of school. They consistently score lower than average in reading and math, and they are 11 times more likely to exhibit violent behavior. Dads, your relationship with your children is important. I'm Jeffrey Leving, President Emeritus of the Fatherhood Educational Institute. Fathers do have an irreplaceable role in a child's life. If you'd like help finding out more about your rights as a father, phone 312-795-9060. That's 312-795-9060. We'll send you a free Fatherhood Educational Institute brochure. For more information from our website, visit www.fatherhood-edu.org. That's fatherhood-edu.org. Fathers are parents, too. Don't miss another precious moment with your child.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at crutchfield.com.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. On these stairs, Mom gave you your first timeout, although they weren't called timeouts back then.
Mom!
This is the step where she caught you sneaking in after curfew.
Shh.
And here is where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's gotten older, she needs help with those stairs, to prepare her meals, to remember her medications. And that's where Pathways comes in. We know what it means to bring a sick or elderly parent home to the house they love. We know the effort and special care required to help them live with dignity. And we can help. With nursing care, with home aides, with safety tips and advice. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. To learn more, call 888-755-7855 or visit pathwayshealth.org.
Oh, beautiful for space, yes. Oh.
Will it still be beautiful for them when they grow up? Hi, Willard Scott, and protecting the beauty of America has been a tradition in my family for many years. But America needs your help, too, and that's why I hope you'll choose
America the Beautiful Fund
in the federal combined campaign. The fund distributes free seeds and bulbs to grow food for the hungry and beautify communities all across America. For more information, you can visit our website,
freeseeds.us,
CFP number 1204.
Thank you.
This is actor Angie Harmon working as a volunteer tutor. Here, she's teaching kids to spell habeas corpus. Here, prosecutable. Angie played a lawyer on TV.
To find out how you can volunteer in your community, go to usafreedomcorps.gov or call 1-877-USA-CORPS. When you help your neighbors, you help your nation. Make a difference. Volunteer. This public service message brought to you by USA Freedom Corps and the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Jose Cardenas, and I'm an Ideal Scholar at UC Berkeley. Latinos and African Americans compose 40% of California's diverse population, but are only 14% of students at UC Berkeley. With your help, we can make a positive change by providing more scholarships and leadership opportunities through the $1 million campaign for the Ideal Scholars program. Join us at www.idealscholars.org or call 415-946-3062.
Discover the value of financial planning. Many people confuse financial planning with products such as investments or insurance. In reality, financial planning is a process, a proactive strategy to help you achieve your financial goals and dreams. To request a brochure on financial planning, be connected with a CFP professional in your area, or just simply ask a question, please call the National Financial Planning Support Center at 800-647-6340. A public service message from the Financial Planning Association.
In the 21st century, a woman shouldn't have to risk death to give birth. Yet, in many developing countries, women are dying needlessly in childbirth or from complications during pregnancy. The United Nations Population Fund is working to make motherhood safer. Population Action International supports the work being done by UNFPA. To learn more, contact us on the web at populationaction.org. That's www.populationaction.org.
I'm Melody Thomas-Scott. If you're a parent of a child with health problems, finding the best medical resources can be a nightmare. It can make anyone's life feel like a daytime drama. That's why Shriners Hospitals are so important. They provide expert medical care to kids with orthopedic problems or severe burns totally free of charge. And there's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child that the Shriners might be able to help, call 1-800-237-237. 5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
The following is a public service message from the American College of Emergency Physicians and the Consumer Federation of America.
These days, some people feel more secure having a gun in their home. But research shows that guns in the home are much more likely to be used to kill or injure a family member than to shoot an attacker. I'm Dr. Lori Weichenthal, and I treat gunshot wound victims. For the safety of your family, don't have a gun in your home. And if you have a gun, please keep it unloaded and locked up and store the ammunition separately.
So, Kristen, how was Esther's baby shower?
Oh, great.
Yeah?
You know it's a girl, right?
Oh, wow. What's her name?
It's one of those names.
Excuse me?
You know, one of those names. Shakita, Juanita, Jaquita. Why do black people like those kinds of names anyway? They just make it harder on themselves, you know what I mean?
No, Kristen. I don't know what you mean.
Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. Don't wait.
Maybe it's a loved one suddenly slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org. Time lost is brain lost.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Do you have HD Digital Radio yet? If not, you're not hearing all this station has to offer. That's because with HD Radio, you get dramatically enhanced sound and new program choices. At Crutchfield.com, finding the HD radio tuner that fits your car is a breeze. Choose the model and year of your car, and they'll show you HD radio products that fit your vehicle. And Crutchfield sends installation guides and gear with most HD radio purchases for free. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com. Do you have HD digital radio yet? If not, you're not hearing all this station has to offer. That's because with HD radio, you get dramatically enhanced sound and new program choices. At Crutchfield.com, finding the HD radio tuner that fits your car is a breeze. Choose the model and year of your car, and they'll show you HD radio products that fit your vehicle. And Crutchfield sends installation guides and gear with most HD radio purchases for free. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
I remember it very well.
Does that happen to you a lot?
Oh, well.
I know. Well,
be serious.
No, I don't know. This is San Francisco. We are.
It is San Francisco.
You know.
I didn't look like a guy that was tipping. That was all. I always try to overtip because, you know, these are working people. They don't make a whole lot of money.
I know,
as it goes.
And I know you're playing down the inherent racism there, but it must be something that you've dealt with all your life. Does it just flow off your back now?
Well, you know what offsets it? Bruno's brother.
A guy who's just stopped and picked you up.
Stopped and picked me up. As a matter of fact, he was actually walking. He was walking to his car.
And he
stopped for the light, and he saw me. And it must have been. And he just kept standing there for a couple of minutes.
Watching.
And so the light changed two or three times. Cabs came by. Nobody in them. You know, I said, I assume they recognize me.
I knew who you were.
Oh, no, we're not driving that guy.
Didn't pick up a boo-boo.
So he walks over. He said, Mr. Brown? I said, yes, I was flattered. He said, you know, my car's right up here. It's not much of a car, but where are you going? I'll give you a ride. I said, I'm going over to, I think I was going at that time to Bush, probably Bush and Grand, going to that little cafe joint there. And he said, yes, come on, get in. I got in, and he was right. He did have a challenging car. But we made it, and it was wonderful. And then a year, six, 7 months later, I flag a cab. I get in the guy's cab, and the guy says, my brother gave you a ride. Ah, your brother a cab driver? He says, no, he's not a cab driver. So he picked you up one time over near the county jail at night. I said, you got to be kidding me. He says, no. I said, I remember that. And then I chatted, because I chatted with the brother, too. I chatted with the two brothers.
Was this when you were on the air?
Yes.
Yeah?
No.
You never met? Oh, it was before you were on the air?
No, this was just before. As a matter of fact,
I want to hear about this.
I was coming from a party, and I wasn't drunk yet. Get it clear. And I had actually walked, Will. I'd walked about five blocks. I was way in the South of Market area, all the way over near Showplace Square, and I was walking
Holy
back.
Holy moly!
Yeah,
at
and so I walked. It's safe.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, yeah. It's
well, black guy in black, yeah. South of Market, not a problem.
White people crossing the street.
That's right.
We're going to be crossing the Street of Commerce in a second here. And then coming up, of course, with our regularly Wednesday call, we have Jeffrey Kuhner. And you know Jeffrey Kuhner. He is the editor of Insight Magazine. And he's going to tell us what exactly Bush and Rove are thinking about the Israeli defeat, as they see it, in Israel. That's Jeffrey Kuhner coming right up right now. We have John Scott with all the headlines here at 960 The Quake.
Good morning, I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom. The San Jose City Council took an extraordinary stand yesterday against NorCal Waste Systems. They rejected the indicted company's bid to renew its contract. But the company connected with Mayor Gonzalez's corruption case has been providing pretty decent service, it's thought by most, to the city for the last 4 years. And council members now acknowledge they're trading years of that reliable trash service for a costlier deal with two companies that don't have much time to get ready to serve 156,000 homes. President Bush has ordered the U.S. Marine Corps to institute its second so-called backdoor draft. This is the second of the administration. So they've ordered Marines who have already done their tour of duty to go back to work, and they will probably be heading to Iraq or Afghanistan, and they'll have to stay there for a year. 3,200 Northern California recruits who volunteered for duty are already on their way, but sign-up rates are below what the Marines say they need, so this draft is being instituted for the second time since 2003. It's the first day of school for San Jose Unified School District. Livermore, Los Altos, and Mountain View start classes today as well. On Monday, Oakland and San Francisco, among other cities, open their schools for the year. Traffic patterns will be instantly changing this morning. Roads that you may be used to just rolling through might be jammed this morning from here on out, which leads us to quake traffic and a big jam on 880 northbound before Dyer and Whipple Street. We have a van on its side. Two other cars hit it, blocking at least three left lanes. Emergency crews are there. The lights are flashing. Southbound backup from Winton and northbound backup on 80 from Alvarado Niles. No backup. The Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, the metering lights are on. Quake weather. Morning fog today in the city and on the coast. Highs today near 60 coastside to near 90 inland. Tell us what you think about the news of the day. Call Will and Willie at 866-960-KQKE or email us from the contact us link at quakeradio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
It's a new way to wake up the Bay. Watch the Armstrong and Getty Show on the Bay Area's newest TV station, TV 50, digital 199 at home. Listen longer in the car on Talk 910 KNEW. Armstrong and Getty. Weekday mornings on the new TV 50, digital 199.
Trader Joe's is a proud sponsor of programming on 960 The Quake. Show your support of this progressive business with many locations throughout the Bay Area. For the location of the Trader Joe's nearest you, go to TraderJoe's.com. And thanks for listening.
One if I land, two if I see, and he rode his pony and told everybody. And that's my report on Paul Revere.
Thank you, Audrey. Next.
The revolutionary I chose to do my report on is the credit union.
Dude, credit unions?
Yeah.
But this is about American revolutionaries.
Right. Credit unions help the community by providing competition for other financial institutions. I'd call that revolutionary.
Boring.
Look, Bobby, credit unions help keep rates competitive, so even if you're not a member, you still benefit.
I don't get it.
I'll go slowly. If credit unions weren't there, other financial institutions wouldn't have to compete so hard for your business.
So credit unions are pretty cool.
Congratulations, Bobby. You learned something.
What Marshall failed to mention in his report is, well, nothing. Credit unions help your local community, and that's the bottom line. Learn more at creditunionyes.com.
Nissan has bold lines, rugged lines, innovative and unique lines. Nissan has models with brand new lines, like the 2007 Maxima and with the 2006 Xterra, award-winning lines. But of all the thrilling lines that Nissan brings you, the most exciting is our bottom line. During Nissan's Bottom Line National Sales Event, from the stylish Murano to the race-inspired Z, get great offers on Nissan's entire line of cars, trucks, and sport utilities. Like 1,000 cash back on Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year, the 2006 Nissan Xterra. See your Nissan dealer now and get the bottom line. 1,000 cash back on the authentic, rugged Nissan Xterra. Don't wait. This offer ends September 5th, and that's the bottom line. Nissan, shift your ride. Cash back when you purchase a new 2006 Xterra from dealer stock.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Dean.
Yes, I lost my purse, but the keys in my car.
Well, that's okay. We can get that unlocked for you. Can I get your PIN number?
Okay, it's 063.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
The reason why I need to get in my car is because I'm on my way to work.
Now, I have gone ahead and I've sent the signal out to your vehicle.
Okay.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
I have some good news. It just unlocked.
It did.
It did.
So can I try?
Go ahead.
Ah, it's open.
Wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much. Please. You just saved my job.
Oh, well, I'm glad I could.
Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Have a great night.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
You are keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake, and our guest this segment is the editor of Washington's. The Washington Times Insight Magazine. Jeffrey Kuhner, how exactly does that work? Insight Magazine separate from the Washington Times under its aegis? What? No idea. All right.
Jeffrey, where are you?
I don't think he's there.
He's not there yet.
No. Screw him.
Okay, wait.
I might have overreacted.
Yes, no question about that. Because he normally brings us really good words, and I'm sure
he's a conservative, which is interesting, you know, because we're the
very conservative,
big time progressive radio station.
Very conservative,
but we share opinions from everybody. We solicit everybody's. You know, we also got an email, or we got a little postcard, a scribbled postcard about you and me picking on Angelitas. And we're part of the problem, apparently.
Picking on Angelitas?
Picking on Angelitas.
We haven't picked on Angelitas.
Harry Truman said it. Give them hell, Harry. I just tell the truth, and they think it's hell.
I think we extend equal criticism.
Vitriol?
To everybody
that's right.
Except the two of us.
We spread our vitriol on both sides of the bread.
We don't know but two perfect people.
Oh, no, 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 no.
And if
no,
you're
no.
absent,
oh,
you're,
no, 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 no,
you're
no,
not
no.
in the group.
No. I would never go there. I would never, never, never go there. I know my failings. They're highlighted and outlined and in italics, bold, in parentheses.
Well, I was going to talk to you about that.
Perhaps I talked
to you. I intended to talk to you about
Look at this.
Oh.
Your cappuccino,
you know?
your morning cap.
Yeah, right out of the desert. Right where, speaking of
Not
the
as
desert,
good as Pete's yesterday, though.
Well, speaking of the desert, did you realize that there are no peacekeepers yet enforcing the ceasefire? None.
Now, what's the deal there? They can't agree on the mission. Yeah, I would assume it's to keep the peace.
I don't want to bring that up, but they passed this big
France, and we're out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Italy says, all right, we'll try.
No, France said they were going to command it. Ah, no, don't want it. Then, of course, the Italians said, we'll do it. But those are the same guys that used to have a navy, you know.
Yeah, and they had glass bottoms so they could see it.
They see the other navy. The old navy. Well, so it's amazing how, although the peace appears to be holding, there does not appear to be anybody wandering in place, except the USA has got a real challenge. The business of helping to rebuild that nation and help the people and provide food, medicine, and all the other things, you can only do it through the people who deliver the service.
Yeah, which is Hezbollah. And we can't give money to Hezbollah.
Yeah, we
Jeffrey Kuhner, are you on with us?
And Halliburton hasn't applied for the contract yet.
I'm sure they'll get it.
No, I think Hezbollah and Halliburton may be one and the same. There may be something going down there. And so, but the public should remain focused on the idea that this peace may come about without the necessity of an international peacekeeping force. International peacekeeping forces are under heavy siege. In the Congo, they had a little election, and the two guys ended up almost dead even, and there's got to be a runoff. The runoff is a few weeks away. They started shooting at each other on Sunday night. Now the UN went in there yesterday.
Same thing happened in Connecticut.
And yes, but have you watched closely? And I think we'll probably discuss that with Jeffrey.
I think he's on the line right now. Jeffrey, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thanks for listening to us here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
Well, you guys are always fascinating.
Jeffrey, things seem to be getting a little heated for Hillary Clinton, a la Joe Lieberman.
Yeah, no, you're right. Things are. We've been speaking to people very close to Hillary and people in her campaign, and what they're basically telling us is that Hillary Clinton was extremely dismayed and disappointed by the defeat of Joe Lieberman at the hands of Ned Lamont. She was a huge Lieberman backer. She was close with Lieberman. In particular, she supports his stance on the Iraq War. And what they're very worried about is, I don't think they're very worried, at least what they're telling me is, they're not worried about this primary on September 12th with Jonathan Tessini. But what they are worried about is that if she doesn't do well against Tessini, In other words, if Tassini's able to make some inroads and give her a good fight, they think that will wound her, maybe even permanently, for the 08 presidential nomination. So this race with Tassini now is starting to become increasingly more and more important.
What would be the numbers, percentage for Tassini? What would he get, 15-20%? And that would show that Hillary is not as powerful as she wished to be?
Yeah, Willie, they're talking something like, 20, maybe 25%. Now, Tassini has a problem that Lamont didn't have. Well, he's just not as strong a candidate as Lamont on many levels. But
and no money, right?
He's got no money. The bigger problem is that Hillary's support of the Iraq War has played well with a lot of liberal Jewish voters in New York, especially in New York City. So it's going to be very tough for Tassini to make that argument with a lot of Democrats. But this is what I'm very surprised about is a lot of Democratic operatives that I have been talking to over the last couple of weeks, what they just keep telling me again and again is they don't think Hillary can win in 08. In fact, I first heard this, and this is what sort of put me onto this story about Hillary's potential weakness within the Democratic primaries, is right after 2004, right after Kerry lost, I go on these sort of, Washington is full of these cocktail parties in December. I hate going to them because you meet a lot of superficial and frankly stupid people, but you got to do it, in terms of my job.
Sounds like you've seen all the candidates that I've supported.
Anyway, one of these cocktail parties, I met a very high-ranking Democratic operative, and so we just started talking about Kerry and the campaign and what went wrong and what, Democrats were going to do in 08, and of course I mentioned Hillary right away. Now, I was very surprised. He said to me right out, he said, "Jeff, I'm telling you, Hillary will not be our nominee in 08." And I said, "Why?" "She's too polarizing a figure," and he said, "I'm telling you this, her strength within the party is very wide, but it's not very deep. And the Democrats are going to go for somebody else." And that's the sense that I'm getting. Yes, she's popular. Yes, she's well-liked. But when you probe them in terms of the intensity of their feelings for her, it's quite soft. And I think what Lamont has shown, and I think I'm hearing this now more and more from a lot of Democrats, is that a good, strong, progressive, anti-war candidate, somebody like Al Gore, would really be invincible, at least for the primaries. Now, I think that person would be invincible, frankly, in the general election campaign if things continue as they are in Iraq, because I think the war is becoming increasingly unpopular.
But, Jeffrey, it's 2 years away.
No, it is 2 years away. But I think this is the problem that Hillary has, and I'm hearing this now more and more from Democrats.
And isn't it true that Hillary had, huge negatives before she ran for Senate in New York City, and her negatives now are down to, 24%?
No, it's true.
So she might wear well on people.
That's true. No, I mean,
the process of a campaign might, leaven the antipathy against her.
Well, the thing is, she's got a very professional campaign staff. She's articulate. She's effective. There's no question about it. The more important thing, what I'm impressed about Hillary is, she has brought home a lot of bacon for her constituents. And she is, she's brought home some very, very good projects and a lot of spending. So she's a very savvy, smart politician. The problem that Hillary has is that she's perceived now by many Democrats as someone who is really just a shameless opportunist. They don't believe that she's a progressive.
No, not a politician, a shameless opportunist. I'm shocked.
You don't mix your words. I was moving around cocktail parties last night here in the city among some politicians, and they were actually looking forward to Giuliani versus Al Gore 2008.
Oh, my God. Jeffrey Koder, thank you for joining us here at 960.
Oh, my pleasure.
You can always find out more about what Jeffrey's doing by going to InsightMag.com. That's InsightMag.com, Insight Magazine, part of the Washington Times umbrella organization. And it's odd for us to have him on, but we're taking everybody on right here. Thank you so much, Jeffrey Koder. Have a great week. Coming up, we're giving away some Al Franken tickets. But before we do that, we're going to have Al Franken on himself. He's going to join us in the next segment here, 960 The Quake.
7:32 at 9:60 The Quake. Here's the latest in the newsroom. There's a claim of responsibility in the kidnapping of a Fox News reporter. Al Jazeera is reporting that a previously unknown Palestinian group is claiming responsibility for kidnapping Steve Santani and his cameraman. Santani began his career as an anchor and reporter for Cron 4, now has family living in San Jose. A planned replacement of some 30-year-old muni tracks in the city's West Portal neighborhood this Labor Day weekend has been put off. Neighbors aren't happy about it. The old tracks scheduled to be completely replaced on time by January next year, but the work won't be done on the holiday weekend because of contractors having trouble getting some parts or supplies. Residents of an apartment complex in North Oakland are complaining to city officials about a stinky mess near their home, a backed-up sewer that not only looks gross, it smells awful. The backup near a complex at 66th Street, it's not only all over the street, but up in people's houses, they claim. Now traffic in the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center. We'll begin in Mountain View, 101 northbound. Old Middlefield, oil on the road that caused an accident is being mopped up. Should be cleaned up in a little bit. We thought we were going to have a SIG alert, a real nasty crash on 880 northbound before Dyer Street. Had the three left lanes blocked for about 45 minutes. All the cars now on the shoulder, southbound, back up to Winton. Northbound backup from Dakota. No backup, the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza yet. The metering lights are on. Okay on the upper deck into San Francisco. Now's the time to get the best deals on every Hyundai car and SUV during the Hyundai Challenge Summer Clearance. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at QuakeRadio.com. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, Al Franken, and Al Franken Tickets. Coming up on 960 The Quake.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Expect from both your show at the Warfield, which is a benefit for your your pack, yep. The Midwest Values Pack.
And the reason I named it Midwest Values Pack is I'm in the Midwest, and I also think values, we win on values. I'm sick of Republicans grabbing values.
Because all they got are two things, you know.
Well, they got family values, you know. I've been married for 30 years, many of them happy.
My wife and I are celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary. We're going on vacation next week, and I always say 25 years, six of the happiest years of my life, no 2 weeks contiguous.
And up and down kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, that's mad, you know, but we've got two great kids, and the nude thing is basically, I mean, I don't understand how gay marriage is a threat to my marriage. I met my wife in Boston. If I'm in Boston, by the way, Massachusetts has the lowest divorce rate of any.
What?
Massachusetts has the lowest divorce rate of any state in the country.
And it's also the only state in the union that has legalized same-sex marriage.
Yeah. So if I go to Boston with my wife, see two guys holding hands with wedding bands on, I don't think I'm going to point to them and go, gee, honey, that looks great.
No, you should say, I wonder where their wives are.
I divorced thee.
And you're out the door.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. So, yeah. So, and I don't like them, you know, grabbing God. And I don't like them grabbing the flag. So
it's time for us to reclaim them. Especially family values. I mean, we even have ministers now who are reexamining the Republican, you know, view on things because they're trying to, you know, what would Jesus do? Well, Jesus would help the least fortunate amongst us, not the most fortunate.
Well, as I say over and over again, that if you literally cut out every passage in the New Testament where Jesus talks about helping the least among us, helping the poor, if you literally cut all those passages out with the scissors, you'd have the perfect box to smuggle Rush Limbaugh's drugs in.
Al Franken at his best.
Al Franken joining us here at 960 The Quake.
Al, yeah. Have you noticed that Nancy Pelosi has gone the talk show route now? She was on Letterman last night.
Really?
Yeah, well, I didn't see it. Will says he saw it.
I saw it, and she was a little stiff.
Yeah.
On target, on message, you know, new direction. And then she closed out with a joke. It wasn't not a joke, but a kind of a pun, a turnaround. I thought she nailed her dismount, and I can't remember what the joke was, but if one of your callers can, she really nailed her dismount. I got to give her a B+ for the whole thing, and I'm surprised. You know, I know Nancy. I'm sure you do.
Right.
And she's a wonderful woman. Willie knows her. She's just when the camera comes on, she's omnifocused. And I thought she had a little play on it last night.
And they're of course trying to paint her as this is the woman who's going to be the Speaker of the House,
right?
And that she's a San Francisco liberal, and that's about what they got. You know, they don't have actually any.
That's their domestic policy.
Anything that she says, but I mean, that's enough. You know, you can't make your talking points too short.
Okay. and you know, she's kind of an amazing person in that she has four or five kids, and she's got four or five kids and probably four or five grandkids.
Uh-huh.
She's got an award-winning movie producing daughter,
Alexander.
She has a
daughter, Christine, may be one of the most savvy political operatives this side of the Mississippi.
So she is really just an incredibly...
She's the daughter of the mayor of Baltimore, right?
That's right, and the sister of the mayor of Baltimore. That family, DeLisandro's, were like the controlling political family in Baltimore for a long time.
She showed her picture at the star.
She's that hard on the eyes. You know what? You know what I'm saying?
Al, we're going to leave you. We know you have things to do. We're looking forward to seeing you here in town.
That hard on the eyes.
And neither are you.
I'm a little drunk.
Especially when you let your hair down and take off your glasses, Miss Faversham. Thanks for joining us, buddy. You have a great show.
All right, see you Friday.
I hate it when Al Franken is drunk and he calls us on a Tuesday. And we're giving away two free Al Franken tickets. If you are the first to answer this question, call 866-960-5753. That's not the question. The question is, what state has the lowest divorce rate in America? So call us, be the first caller with the correct answer, and you win two free tickets to Saturday's show at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts, or it's named after
Wells Fargo.
Bank, whatever, I don't care.
Wells Fargo.
You know where it is. If I say Luther Burbank, they know what I'm talking about. I say Wells Fargo, they think that it's a little hut off of River Road. No, it's...
No, they think it's a wagon with six horses in front of it, a stagecoach.
Two free tickets. What state has the lowest divorce rate in America? We talked about with Franken, and coming up, Burst of Durst, and don't stick around. 9 o'clock hour, we got Lynn Woolsey, Diane Feinstein, Andy Ross joining us at the top of the hour. We're going to find out whatever's happening in town. Keep it real. Will and Willie, 960. Quick.
Good morning, I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom. Not only is the Bush administration not planning on leaving Iraq anytime soon, more Marines in Northern California and across the country are being called upon to duty. CNN Quake reporter Dick Uliano explains the latest backdoor draft.
The Army has recalled troops to active duty to fight in Iraq, but this is the first time the Marines have ordered an involuntary recall for Iraq. The call-ups will begin in the next few months, relying on Marines who have left active duty but still have time on their military obligations. They're expected to fill roles in intelligence, engineering, communications, and policing. The recall is due to a shortage of volunteers for duty in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Flight attendants and Northwest Airlines have offered to send email notices to customers about their strike plans. They're threatening random unannounced strikes starting Friday night unless their airline agrees to negotiate a new contract. Northwest serves the Bay Area from SFO. They say a strike could force it to liquidate. Traffic this hour. We thought it was going to be a disaster for the whole morning, but they got it cleaned up real quick. 880 northbound before Dyer. A crash had most of the freeway blocked. Now you're southbound back up from Winton to Dyer, and then northbound from Dakota up to that accident scene. Bay Bridge looks fine. No metering lights. The metering lights are on, but no significant backup of the tolls, and the upper deck looks all right into the city as well. Forecast today, sunny after the morning fog near 60 coast, near 90 inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
When I was 10 months old, I caught a virus that attacked my heart.
Lacey wouldn't have lived without a heart transplant.
I'm 14. Now, my philosophy is to never waste a minute.
Lacey is one of hundreds of thousands of people who've been given the chance to live because someone else chose to be an organ and tissue donor.
I don't think about my transplant that often, but if I didn't have it, I wouldn't be here right now.
You have the power to donate life. Sign up today to be an organ and tissue donor at DonateLifeCalifornia.org.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
People out there with a cell phone, yes, I'm talking to you. If you ain't got a cell phone, man, you really need to get caught up, though. But let me tell you this. When you do sign up, make sure you get with Metro PCS. Why? $40 a month for unlimited local calling and unlimited nationwide long distance, people. That means you can talk all day long, every day, and it's still only $40 a month. Anytime, anywhere. No peak or off peak, no nights or weekends, no more minutes to count, no contracts, no credit checks, no catches, and no surprises. Man, and this August, they've got a special offer for you, baby. Sign up between August 16th and September 16th and receive a $25 American Express gift card when you purchase any Samsung headset and sign up for service with Metro PCS. Make it happen, people. $40, you never got to worry about it changing. Metro PCS has got the definite plug for you, Bay Area. Please believe it.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes?
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. From the stairs where Mom gave you your first time out, to the place where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's older, she needs help with those stairs. Pathways is here to help with the nursing care, home aids, and advice she needs to live at home with dignity. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. Call 888-755-7855 or visit pathwayshealth.org.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
Thank you. Today's Burst of Durst, brought to you by whom? Scandinavian Design, of course. Per as usual, ScandinavianDesign.com is where you'll find all their latest special sales and events. Well, in a move unprecedented in the annals of presidential press conferences, White House Press Secretary Tony Snow held one this weekend to deny accusations that his boss is full of crap. No, I'm serious. It was weirder than a breadbox full of banana-colored bunnies. It was. John Prescott, Deputy Prime Minister of Great Britain, made the charges that Bush is full of crap in a meeting with members of the British Parliament. Now, he was talking about President Bush's efforts on the peace roadmap in the Middle East. Reportedly, the exact quote was, Bush has been crap on that. While Snow was adamant about the extent of Bush's craplessness, he declined to elaborate on whether or not the president was exceptionally full of snot or hurl or pus or that weird white stuff that gets between your toes when you've worn old tennis shoes too long. He also neglected to imply that while the president may have the elements of all the aforementioned fluids and effluviums within his body, just has the normal ratio that can be found in the average American all over this great country of ours. But, you know what he did comment on was the quantity of crap. It turns out to be just the normal presidential load, which, having had paid attention the last couple of years, appears to be considerable. And that's your Burst of Durst for today. Did you see that? Bush, Tony Snow had to deny that Bush was full of crap.
I saw that, but the English are so good though at insulting people, and they do it with such politeness. They do it not with any venom spewing forth. They just do it. It's just almost natural. It's just as if they're in the barbershop discussing it with the gang, and they say what they think.
It's like a pressure nozzle. It's precise, you know, because it's all been, you know, stewing and boiling up in there, and they know how to let it out, you know.
Do you recall when the aide to the Prime Minister of Canada standing behind the stage as the president was speaking, and she identified him as a... A bleeping idiot of some sort.
Yes.
Yeah. You recall that?
She called him an idiot.
Yes, and the prime minister, they asked her are you going to terminate her? He said, well, I'm certainly going to investigate it, but there is no evidence to disprove.
And
she was inaccurate.
the justice minister of Germany referred to Bush's Iraqi ally tactics as Hitler-like.
Yes.
We got called a Nazi by Germany. That's not good. That's not good. That's like having a Courtney Love, you know, say, ooh, yeah, a little too high for my taste.
And then, of course, yesterday was the day you had designated as
yes.
the time when something unusual was going to occur.
August 22nd?
Yeah, you said I was going to get a call from E-Man.
No, Condi.
Oh, was it Condi? Okay, well, yeah. I didn't get
it
the call.
It was the 12th E-Man.
All I can tell you, I didn't get the call. At any rate, there was a message, though, that came from Iran, and they said, oh, we're willing to talk. Well, that doesn't stop the potential for the sanctions to be applied as of the 31st of August, and those sanctions have been listed, and of course, I assume it'll be somewhat of a boycott, et cetera, et cetera. But the Iranians are, and their leadership's been very clear. They believe that they are entitled to have access to nuclear materials and nuclear weapons, and they intend to pursue it religiously. And so all of a sudden...
He said religiously. I thought it was funny.
Yeah, well, it is.
Yeah, I was intentional. Oh, okay.
I'm glad you reacted.
Pun intended.
Yes, 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 by all means. And that is their justification for it, by the way, as I think about it. But we probably are not in a position to do anything about it because we're now calling up the Marines, the ones who have already been over and back. NPR said this morning...
Involuntary stop orders?
That they're, yeah, absolutely, and that it's going to go back for some 12, 15, 18 months. You are needed. And, of course, the Marine Corps is the smallest of all the services. They don't have as many people on the personnel side. And all of a sudden, all of these citizen soldiers who've done their time in Iraq, maybe twice, are on their way possibly going back again. So there's got to be an escalation of the displeasure with the war, an expression of that displeasure with
an epidemic of low morale.
No question about it. As a matter of fact, a cartoon in the Chronicle this morning says, did you see that
cartoon?
No,
I missed that one.
Well, it got Bush on top of the elephant, of course, with the hands up like there's some triumph, and the little guy standing on the side says, you know, I preferred mission accomplished. Where he was doing that in the flight suit, not on this elephant that is clearly decrepit and in really bad shape. And then, of course, when you think about mission accomplished, mission impossible, Tom Cruise.
Now, what is this about? I don't understand this story. Sumner Redstone.
Yes.
Has said bye-bye to Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Why?
Well, because they said his jumping up and down on the couch.
Oh, come on.
You recall that?
Yeah, he was publicizing a movie.
Well, he was jumping up and down, too. Kind of, you know, a la Mel Gibson. But I don't think he was in the same shape as Mel Gibson, but it was all on Mel Gibson. And then, of course, he was also Scientology has created a problem for him. And that is
and
an issue.
Yelling at Brooke Shields for the antidepressant thing.
Yeah, and making fun of her
for
her use of antidepressant drugs in the pharmaceutical products. And all of that, combination of all those things, in spite of the ton of money that the four movies that they've made together, and they made four together. They made the three missions, and they made the Samurai, the Last Samurai. All been blockbusters on the income stream side, but they're dropping Mr. Cruise. And so now Mr. Cruise production company
is shopping around.
Is looking for a home.
Yeah.
Literally looking for a home.
I imagined, you know, Hollywood, you know, because they're all about ethics.
And
you know, Hollywood, you know, will always make a stand. I doubt if anybody else, any other studio, will touch him. You know, they will honor this line and they will not cross
it. You think he'll be blacklisted, huh? You think he'll be blacklisted?
No, I think people are going to jump out. I think people are going to be following him around. People are going to be putting snakes in their own mailboxes.
You think Disney has already hired him?
I think everybody's at his butt to get Mission Impossible 4. What Mission Impossible 3 make? $300 million?
And still going.
Yeah.
Still
Have
going
you seen
up.
It?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
It's the best one of the three.
Not only that, you know, one good thing about being on radio these days, you get these little things in the mail that say, come for a screening.
Yeah, yeah.
And it eliminates the need to pay the...
We need more of those.
Pay the $11. You know, movies are getting expensive.
No, there's no $11.
Well...
Unless you go to the Metreon try to see the IMAX.
No, you're version. Taking somebody.
Now, what if Iman...
You have a date, right?
Iman, we're in IMAM, and she went to IMAX.
You are really structuring one of your Iman okay. with the IMAX.
I'm stretching a bit here.
Yes, you are. You stretch. But seriously, you can end up paying. You know, you get a senior and a student. And that's the combination of the tickets you request when you go to the movie. And
now, what do they charge for? What is senior? Now, over 60, over 65?
I have no idea. I have
because
no
I'm
idea.
A member of AARP, man. They sent me that puppy no as soon as I, before I hit 50. They
I have courtesy passes to most of the movie houses.
As well you should,
no
mayor of this city.
As well as I need. Forget should.
Coming up, Andy Ross with the Mateer Ross Report. Thanks. He's in the 8 o'clock hour.
That sounds like our theme.
And Lynn Woolsey, representative in Congress and senator. Diane Feinstein at 9 o'clock. Keep it real. Will and Willie, 960. Quake.
Looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at Find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
The Holy Jihad Brigade claims responsibility. Steve Santani and cameraman Olaf Wieg were abducted August 14th. Santani says they're in good health.
We get lots of clean water, food every day, access to the bathroom, shower, clean clothes, and our captors are treating us well.
Wieg tells his family to keep the faith.
Please don't worry. I'll do all the worrying for us.
The kidnappers are demanding the release of Muslim prisoners held by the U.S. Officials say three Lebanese soldiers were killed trying to defuse an unexploded missile in South Lebanon today. In a separate incident, an Israeli soldier was killed by leftover explosives. The U.S. Marines are issuing an involuntary recall order for thousands of inactive reserves. CNN's Dick Giuliano says they're being sent back to active duty.
In a fresh sign of the need for military muscle in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Marines are calling back troops in the months ahead, turning to the individual ready reserve. These are Marines who have completed their active duty but are still under military obligation. They can be called back to serve in either of the two fronts.
This is the first time the Marines have used an involuntary recall since the early days of the Iraq War. Tropical Storm Debby has picked up some strength in the Atlantic off the west coast of Africa. It has winds of 45 miles an hour and higher gusts now. James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center says the storm will keep getting stronger for a while.
We think that intensification will be slow over the next two or three days, and then as we get more towards 3 and 4 day time frame, that it does have a pretty good chance to become a hurricane.
Forecasters say it is still too early to tell exactly what Debbie's track will be in the long term. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-229-9077. That's 1-800-229-9077. 1-800-229-9077.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, a sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed. But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
It's 8:03 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Good morning. This report brought to us by your genuine Toyota service departments. Fremont, 880 northbound between Dakota and Tennyson. Crawling this morning. Earlier crash at Witten had several lanes blocked. All gone now, but that's why you're really, really slow at the moment. Due to some oil on the road that caused an accident early this morning, they're still mopping up the northbound off-ramp to Old Middlefield, and they'll be doing that for the next hour or so. No backup at the Bay Bridge tolls. Metering lights on. Toyota owners, see your genuine Toyota service center today for the convenience and value of Express Lube Plus. Get an oil and filter change plus tire rotation at an unbelievable price, all completed in under an hour. Get it done right at your Toyota dealer. We'll check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. This morning's top stories in less than 10 minutes. Keeping it real with Will and Willie now on 960 The Quake.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie. We are not at the corner of the Embarcadero on Mission Street. Now we're at the studio at 340 Townsend, Clear Channel headquarters. We're in the castle, the Clear Channel castle here, keeping it real. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And it's 8:05 in the morning on August 23rd. It's a Wednesday. August 23rd. How does that happen?
Time is flying. Mm.
Now, what's the deal with this ex-mayor? You got the story here?
Yes.
Waterbury, Connecticut?
Yes.
Former mayor serving 37 years on federal child sex charges claims the city owes him tens of thousands of dollars for vacation, sick days, and personal days he didn't get to take before he was arrested.
Well, but you got to understand that in the world of earned benefits, vacation days, sick leave days, all those things that you're entitled to, they're yours. Regardless of what happens to you ultimately, unless there is a disability associated with an offense you commit that cost you those particular days. You can't take those days away from people.
So he had accumulated 13 weeks of vacation.
That he never took.
99 sick days and 27 personal days.
And if the policy of that city is to allow you when you exit your job to take the accumulated days that you have coming, you are entitled to a cash out on those particular days. The way it happens in some cities, however, Will, is that if you are scheduled to retire a year from now and you have, let's say, 12, 14, 15 weeks of accumulated benefits, you leave the job.
14 weeks before
that is correct.
Your retirement.
And that your spot stays in place with the appropriate payments going to you until the time expires for all of those days. And so unless there's something that we don't know about this particular set of rules and protocols
so
and procedures.
So what you're saying is, according to the law, he deserves the money.
It is his. He had earned it long before.
What's he going to do with $61,000 spending 37 years in jail?
Probably pay his lawyer. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's a very important thing.
It's called Witness Green. That's who Witness Green is. If you go into court and your lawyer says that we can't proceed today, Your Honor, because Witness Green has not yet shown up. And the judge says, fine, Mr. Brown, we'll put this over for a few weeks. How long do you before you think you can get?
I don't know. We'll ask the defendant how soon he can raise the money.
No, you don't say that.
No. But the judge knows who Witness Green is.
Of course. And you say, well, I understand.
And suddenly the defendant
knows. Witness Green is returning. Yeah. Witness Green is returning in a few weeks. Is that fine? Well, we'll put it over for about 5 weeks. Make sure you let me know the minute you get Witness Green, though.
So anytime you hear Witness Green.
You hear Witness Green, you know that is, in fact, dead presidents. Lots of dead presidents to be delivered accordingly. And into this wonderful studio walks none other than the man who says, fundraising activities in Sacramento are an outrage when you have to go to 17 breakfast, lunch, and dinners, all at $1,000 to $5,000 a crack on the same day. It becomes an issue. And I'm talking, of course, about the other half of the Matir Ross operation.
The good looking half.
What?
The good looking half.
No, I'm talking about the Ann. It's Matir and Ross.
Oh, and Ross.
And Ross.
Matir Andy Ross.
Andy Ross.
How you guys doing? I'm having a bad morning, I got to tell you.
Good morning. No.
Good morning.
Glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here, but, I wake up. My kids are grumpy about going back to school. I step outside. It's foggy outside. It's nasty. I'm looking at the Giants in the score box there in the tubes.
They've won 7 out of 9.
Yeah. Okay, but
I was at the
They're
game
still
last
five
night.
Games down.
They're yeah. still down. The,
on the wild card side.
The 49ers are looking rocky, and then I find out
rocky.
That, you know, they're,
rocky.
They're looking a little That's, shaky. Yeah. Shaky. Let's use that. And then we've got Willie Gavin is Newsom. The mayor is off, and even he's fled. You
Where's
know,
he?
He's off in Hawaii. Enjoying himself.
He's in Hawaii?
He's having a little week of relaxation in Hawaii.
With who?
Believe it or not, he went alone this time, although he did
go to Hawaii
Yeti
alone?
Family jet.
Back up.
Yeah.
Who goes to Hawaii alone?
Lonely person.
Okay, Willie, you said
Gavin the Good is lonely?
What? You said it, not
you. You asked a question. I didn't equate it with Gavin. You asked the question. Now you want to extrapolate.
You don't go to Hawaii alone.
You are so conventional, Will.
No, I'm saying, boss.
You don't take sand to the beach.
Yes. What was that, a pounding sand reference? What
yes,
was that?
You do not take sand. Gavin Newsom went to Hawaii. This is the time of year to be in Hawaii. Let me tell you,
this is not the time to be in Hawaii.
Oh,
full of kids.
There are so many rugrats running around the pool. Visits. Well, he could use some wholesomeness. Listen, as a bachelor, he should show up with
my favorite time of the year. Everything that you said, it's foggy out, there's kids are going back to school. It's my favorite time of the year.
Okay, so Willie, you mentioned I'm looking for some parties. And so I hear there are a bunch of nice parties that going on up in Sacramento. I mean, a lot of parties.
Fiona Ma had the best one.
Fiona Ma had one. But you know the problem with all these parties is you got to come up with anywhere from $1,500 to $3,300 bucks a pop just to get into one of these parties.
And
then the hors d'oeuvres are bad to boot. You know? They were having donuts today, I think, at one of these gatherings. Krispy Kreme donuts. You pay that kind of money for a Krispy Kreme donut.
Well, but let me tell you, the problem with all of that is if you don't eat them at the first party, you get them at the next party. And if you don't eat them the same day, you get them the next day. They do not throw anything away in Sacramento.
You've seen them on the party circuit. You've seen the same donuts.
No question. As a matter of fact, you can tag them. Just like you would a bird, you want to see how this works. You can tag them and you'd know. This one originated at X's party.
And they all have that stupid Swedish meatball, right? With the little steam table full of the meatballs.
That falls off the toothpick.
Yes.
And then you see some guy pick it up and put it back on the plate. Now that is really a challenge.
Well, it doesn't just fall off the toothpick. It usually falls into your pocket or something.
Or your cuff, yeah.
But to get back to the basics here, you having much experience up in Sacramento, know this whole sort of procedure well, and I guess it has changed somewhat over the years.
No. Not changed. It is absolutely beyond radical. We would never permit under my leadership, this kind of activity was never permitted. You didn't do parties anywhere in close connection to any legislation.
Yeah, let's make this clear. We're now in the final, what, two, 3 weeks?
Two weeks.
Of the legislative session. There are literally hundreds of bills, some say as many as 1,700 bills that are either pending or waiting to be signed or in play right now. And these legislators are prohibited from taking money inside their legislative offices. So instead now they walk across the street
to Frank Fats,
Chops, any number of places.
Capitol Grill.
Around the Capitol and pick up their money and walk back to
Andy, the leadership should be imposing a set of rules upon the membership, both parties, etc. And it ought to be that there is a time period in the last 3 weeks of the session where there are zero fundraisers. If you remember, the only fundraising activities when I served as speaker that occurred in the last week was a so-called end-of-session bash, where we made fun of each other. Everybody participated.
Do they still do that?
I guess not.
Because I performed that one like 3 years ago.
Of course.
Five years ago, something like that.
Yeah, but we had intercession bass, and incidentally, it was bipartisan, and it was money raised for
mostly
voter
staffers,
registration.
Mostly staffers, yeah.
And it was low budget. It was like never more than $100, and everybody had to buy a ticket, should buy a ticket, period. And it was like the gathering and the relief that comes with having worked all year so hard together and all the fights.
It was a great event.
Oh, it's a hell of an event.
Staffers are co-mingling, staffers who don't normally get to hang out.
And that was the only fundraiser you were allowed.
So to get back to the point, where did this tradition arise where we are now...
Term limits.
...holding all of these term
limits,
you
say? You have absolute... There's nobody with the power to order anybody to do anything anymore in the Capitol. I was criticized royally for being... an absolute ruler. I was criticized by Brian Gumbel.
Brian Gumbel?
No, I'm only teasing. He's around criticizing me. Kevin Barlow criticized
me. Kevin Barlow.
But
it was a voluntary prohibition? It was
something that
you put down?
We made it untenable. A combination of what the press would do to you, plus what the membership would do to you, plus the standards that we established, whether it came from the governor's office, whether it came from the statewide office holders, we would just say there are time periods when there's blackout. And blackout for fundraising ought to be around the time periods.
But you indicated that this was an issue that the legislative leadership needs to deal with. Now, we had Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger come into office a couple of years back, and one of his pledges was that he would move to prohibit this kind of fundraising during, I guess, the budget crafting season and when he was signing the budget. But then, I guess, what happened is he said that he wanted the cooperation of the legislature, and if they went along with it, he would go along with it, but they haven't gone along with it, so he's not going along with it.
How about in your column this morning? You have Mark Leno, whom was apparently interviewed at an event.
That's right.
On his behalf, where he was screaming about why this isn't right. Yet, it was $1,000 a head to be there to hear him scream. I mean, the level of response by people who say, if I'm going to be competitive, I just have to do what the other people are doing.
Right.
Well, that's not a good argument.
And we got,
not in my opinion.
We got more talk on that. We got another scoop coming up from Andy Ross. We're going to find out where Fiona Ma got her money, and she doesn't even really have a raise here. That'll be coming up in the next segment. Andy Ross with us here. He's part of the Matera Ross. Matera and Ross. He's the and Ross, and they lose the Y just for space purposes because it's the Chronicle. We had Bronstein on yesterday. He explained the whole thing. Right now we got news, of course. John Scott's in the newsroom with all the latest headlines here on 960 The Quake.
8:16. Here's what's happening in the Quake newsroom. Progressive activists have a busy day ahead. Here's what's on the calendar from the Quakes. John Rivers.
Looking for a little something to do today? Well, here's a partial list of protests being held in the Bay Area. Injured workers and supporters are going to be in Oakland holding a rally protesting rules instituted by the state workers' comp director. They claim medical treatment and care being limited as a result. Over at UC Berkeley, a rally protesting the ridiculous cost of textbooks. Also in Berkeley, the Californians for Disability Rights demanding an end to dangerous sidewalks. In other words, a full dance card for your Wednesday.
NorCal Waste Systems has lost a lucrative garbage hauling contract with San Jose over allegations it cut an illegal backroom deal with the mayor. City Council last night agreed unanimously not to renew that contract for NorCal. Fremont's been a real tough drive this morning. We had an earlier crash at Winton that blocked three lanes, made a mess. Now, northbound 880 before Dakota, three-car crash, at least one lane blocked now. And a problem on the upper deck, car and a motorcycle right lane blocked just after Treasure Island on the upper deck into San Francisco. Metering lights are still on, but no real big backup at the toll plaza. Mostly sunny today after our morning fog. Highs near 60 on the coast, near 90 inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie and Andy Ross, coming up on 960 The Quake.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic pressure relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by Awenty Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
The home of Will Durst and Willie Brown, 960 The Quake.
Yeah. It's 8:21 a.m. here at 960 a.m. It's Wednesday, August 23rd. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie. I'm Will Durst. That's Willie Brown, and sitting across from Mr. Brown, Mr. Andy Ross from the San Francisco Chronicle. He is part of Matiran Ross, the muckrakers, and how much muck can a muckraker muck rake when a muckraker can't rake muck.
He's here to...
You hear that?
He's here to...
You got to let him get away with that.
He's here to rake muck with us.
We'll rake the muck. We'll muck the rake, whatever it is. I don't know.
Careful.
This is a mixed company.
$375,000.
This radio show is slowly but surely becoming an extension of the Chronicle. You had...
Bronstein yesterday.
You had Phil Bronstein on yesterday for two segments, we have you on today for two segments. And it's always fun to hang out with the paper that used to just vilify me. And you're part of the column that used to be on my case full time.
See, now...
And
now
I've got
a lot. It's a euphemism.
No, I've had almost now a year and a half of... Have a repass.
That's it. Well, a respite. We're digging into your files as we speak.
We're gonna have to hold it until the book is ready.
We'll make a deal. As long as we get a portion of the royalties.
I'm giving you an advance copy of the book. Because you're in the book.
Uh-oh.
You are in the book. You should know that. A chapter in which, you said 50 things you should not do before you die.
See your name in Materin Ross.
speaking of writing the book, I see that they are also up in Sacramento these days launching this new Democratic webpage. What is it called? Cal Majority Report? Yeah,
California Majority Report.
And
our friend Art Torres.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Chair of the party.
Yes.
And it is, I think, an effort to exploit the electronic communication system that worked so well for Ned Lamont in Connecticut. And we
hook it up
Democrats want to get... We also want to give a window and a platform to every version of a Democrat.
Every version of the truth. Is that it? So we're going to have... Phil Angelides, I guess, didn't show up at this gathering. And he's saying, he had a conflict of, a scheduling conflict. He was down in Southern California. On the other hand, there are people wondering whether or not he was not too thrilled with the idea that we're launching a website where every Democrat can get in on their opinions about what he may be doing right or what he may be doing wrong as we enter this election. So is this a double-edged sword for somebody like Angelides?
For all candidates. You really don't want people assessing what you're doing. Believe me, as a politician, the last thing you want to see in writing and print is criticism. You want praise only.
Well, I will.
Newsom works hard at it.
Yeah.
And he's succeeded. Most people in the world news praise. So he is a genius at that. You got to give him credit.
Yes.
I never enjoyed that. I always thought 50 plus one was all I was going to work. But yes, I'm sure that Mr. Angelides would not like to have the source of criticism offered by the Schwarzenegger campaign coming from some Democrat being quoted. Period. Right. On about the middle of October, can you imagine Mr. Schwarzenegger, now that he does the Steve Wesley stuff in his ads, suddenly he would be doing the Gary South stuff and the, the Cruz Bustamante stuff. He would be doing the Jerry Brown stuff. He would be doing stuff from every single solitary Democratic operative.
And the point is, it wouldn't just be showing up on this web page. It would then filter to the mainstream media, obviously, and some of the stuff could get wonderful play.
Well, most people who do these web pages, in order to attract attention to themselves, they put it on the web, and then they call you up and call your attention to it. Like, for an example, if you would right now do Google, and you'd put the word failure in there.
And then hit, I feel lucky, it puts President Bush's official White House website up.
I called Phil yesterday to tell him when I found that yesterday afternoon. That was amazing. Oh, my.
So you just go to Google, you type in failure, and then instead of Google search, it's got the other one, says I'm feeling lucky, and you hit that, and Butcher's website, it's very fun. We're speaking with Andy Ross. Of course, Andy Ross is the investigative reporter. One of the chief investigative reporters. He's actually the guy who does the reporting. And of course, Phil Materin is the good-looking one, so he's the one who goes on TV.
I want to know two things.
He's joining us here at 960 The Quake.
I want to know two things.
Yes.
Where can I get a loan for $58,000 on a washing machine?
Well, you ought to be able to tell us, because you know Amy Lee. He hired her, the woman who is acting head of the Bureau of Building Inspections in San Francisco, and she came in a couple of years ago to clean up what was supposed to be all the perceived favoritism in the department. We had all the expediters and others over there that could get things done if you, you know, had a little money to spare.
Oh, and, really? And there was a, Is that how it works?
That's a newspaper column. It may work that way now, but when I served as mayor...
Never happened. So Gavin Newsom promised to clean the place up, and he did bring in Amy Lee, who had been working, toiling away in the department for a number of years, and really her expertise was finance. But apparently she did have a little financial issue of her own, which is... Willie just alluded to $58,000 that she borrowed briefly.
From
28 days.
Yes, 28 days from a guy named Roy Benin, who was on the Bureau of.
He's a commissioner.
He was a commissioner at the time.
Appointed by me.
Yes, appointed by Mayor Brown. Now there is a dispute.
The building permit guy. A commissioner of building permits?
He was on the commission.
And he is a builder very close to Residential Builders Association.
She's an inspector?
No. She's the executive head of the inspectors.
And she got a $58,000 loan?
From him.
From a commissioner?
A friendly loan.
She at the time called this guy. She said he was a friend. She was in the process of remodeling her home. Apparently, the contractor was demanding to be paid. She was in the process, she says, of trying to get a bridge loan. And now she claims she never asked for the money. She didn't want the money. But then somehow she did take the money and deposit it into her bank account.
She didn't want the money.
Paid the contractor.
And she apparently paid the contractor. And she did, however, return the money, a check.
Oh, she did. She gave the money back.
Within 28 days. So
no interest.
There became an issue of whether or not she had to report this.
That's a little
suspicious,
isn't it?
She did not report this. Well, some people, there is a feeling that, you know, the mayor's office says that they think, at the very least, it's probably not good form for a department head.
But, Andy, it's fairly simple, though. Either it's a gift or it's not a gift.
That's right.
If it's a gift, you return it in 30 days, you don't report it. If it's a loan, you report it the first day you get it, period,
right.
No matter when you pay it back. That's the clear only interpretation you can make of the law. So if she didn't receive it as a gift, she says it was a loan, it is reportable, and I assume she will appropriately amend her statement of economic interest to reflect that.
However, very quickly. Fiona Ma, $500,000
yeah.
raising for
yeah.
a raise that she has no opposition for. What happens to the money?
What happens is the money goes to the Democratic Party leadership. She spreads it around and hopefully gets rewarded with some nice committee assignments when she goes up to
the
committee.
Is that true, Mr. Mayor? Whoa! Coming up, we're taking your calls. Call us here at 960 The Quake at 866-960-5753. But you should have seen that. The mayor turned into a sphinx before our very eyes.
See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil.
Oh, no. We're speaking evil. Oh, we're here keeping it real. Willie. And we got the news, latest headlines, weather, sports, traffic, all sorts of things. John Scott in the newsroom, CNN, here on 960 The Quake.
8:30 at 960 The Quake. Here's the latest from the newsroom. The first day of school for the San Jose Unified School District. Also, Livermore, Los Altos, and Mountain View start classes today as well. And it's not long before Monday. And then Oakland and San Francisco and a few other towns open their schools for the year. And traffic patterns change instantly when school starts. Roads that haven't been busy for a few months might be jammed this morning from here on out. We'll get to traffic momentarily. A dispute between the governor and Senate Democrats holding up a package of bills that's designed to improve Central Valley flood protection. It's been on the radar for a while now. Senate President Pro Tem Don Parada has decided to hold these bills and do renegotiations next year, but some Assembly Democrats hope a deal can be reached by the time that lawmakers adjourn for the year. That'll be next week. Now a trip to the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center, as promised. Brought to you this time by your local Toyota service departments. In Fremont, three-car crash now moved over to the shoulder 880 northbound before Dakota. But there has been a mess all through there, say between Thornton and Tennyson this morning, due to probably now the fourth accident since 5 a.m. And that's why you're bunched up. No backup of the tolls. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. An earlier stall on the incline has been cleared out. It's a little busy into San Francisco, but no major problems. Toyota owners, see your genuine Toyota service center today for the convenience and value of an Express Loop Plus. You get an oil and filter change plus tire rotation at an unbelievable price, all completed in under an hour. Get it done right at your Toyota dealer. Quake weather, fog on the coast and in San Francisco until midday at least. Sunny later this afternoon, highs from near 60 on the coast to near 90 inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Would you like to make your own hours work anywhere in the world, live a healthy, balanced life, and help others at the same time? You can do it with a career as a certified holistic massage therapist or holistic health practitioner. Sky Hill Institute in Petaluma offers a cutting-edge curriculum, hands-on experience in their community clinic, financial assistance, and career counseling. Full or part-time classes start September 18th, and space is limited. Visit them at skyhillinstitute.org. That's skyhillinstitute.org, where healing begins with
Hi, I'm District Attorney Kamala Harris, and in 1960, California leaders pledged that every qualified student would have a chance to seek a college education. But because of population increases, over 1 million students could be denied that chance. Learn how you can help. Join the campaign for college opportunity at 1-800-459-9586 or collegecampaign.org. Let's work together to ensure college opportunity for all students who seek it.
We are pimp slapping the
smug face of complacency with the iron fingers of truth, justice, and the progressive way here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake. Just want to mention that the winner of the two free tickets to Al Franken was Vern from Santa Rosa, so he doesn't have far to go. I didn't even know they heard us way up in Santa Rosa. Hello, Santa Rosa. Hello, 707 area code. Thanks for joining us.
I can't get my chair right.
What happened to you?
My chair went wacky or something. I don't know what it is.
You look like that mini-me from the Austin Powers thing.
You mean I look like Peskin?
Yeah. Oh, he's on vacation, so you get the diss of him because you know he's not listening.
The chair just went whack. Oh, no, that's much better. That is much better. Andy Ross, always a good guest here on The Quake. And, of course, you can be a guest on The Quake as well. Call 866-960-5753 and ask for Will or Willie and just go at it. Drop the word
actually,
on us.
Actually, probably Alan or Tom. Oh, you know, and we were remiss yesterday because all those people helped us out when we were at the Ferry Building. And I just want to thank everybody who helped us out yesterday. There were so many people. There was, of course, Pete's Coffee.
That was a fun occasion.
And Junior, he did the live remote setup, and yeah, he did a great job, and he kept us in good form. And
then all the people walking
Tony
by,
Ryan,
the boat people. The boat people. Some stopped.
How can you call these people from Larkspur the boat
people?
They
came by boat.
I know, but...
Did they not?
Man, they look good.
Yes.
Coming off that boat.
They should have been quarantined before being allowed to enter the city, and so that they didn't do anything.
How come we don't charge them a tax for coming to the city? I mean, we charge cars a tax. There's a
we tried that, and the court said we couldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah. You know, we have that business of, we provide you with services like muni,
right,
police protection,
right,
and things like that.
Fix the roads and the sidewalks.
Couldn't do it. They barred us from collecting those taxes, and we actually had to end up paying some of those taxes back during the time that I served.
What, you gave them little coupons or something?
No, we gave it back to the employers, because the employers were the ones who actually had to fork over the dough. And so you can't, income tax collected by the state, and it's on income that you pay. There were certain kinds of restrictions the county imposed, and you had to pay a certain amount of money for your employees who came into the...
Speaking of taxes, have you seen the incredible things that the IRS is planning on? Number one, they laid off about 150 of their high-powered lawyers, the ones who go after the really, really rich, guys who are pulling in about $2,000 an hour by auditing the returns of the really, really rich. We dropped that, and then we moved from using departmental tax collectors to hiring a private organization, even though it's going to cost about six times as much per return, and we only get about an eighth back. So it's like 24 times the cost.
But don't you understand that that's the way Republicans operate?
But they take it off a budget because it's not within the government anymore because it's a private contract, so it doesn't show up in the budget, even though it ends up costing you billions of dollars. That doesn't make any sense. Why aren't people outraged about this?
Because people don't really know about it. People don't hear about it. They don't understand it when they do hear about it. And it's an outsourcing that, it's a favorite attack of Republicans who want to reduce the size of government. And you reduce the size of government by, in fact, reducing the number of employees.
And bringing in less money.
Well, no one focuses on that. For an example.
That's the Grover Norquist plan, Starve the Beast.
Well, here in the city, we have some remnants of that when we fail to hire people who have the responsibility to collect fees or give tickets, give traffic violations.
Like all the people who are skipping on Muni, jumping in on Muni, jumping over turnstile jumpers and stuff. There's nobody. All the people going in that out handicapped route.
Muni should be free.
They were supposed to be. Muni should be free within a certain, like what Seattle does. Seattle has a downtown corridor. And then if you're going outside of the corridor, like if you're going out to I don't know, Sunset District coma. Or something. Yeah, coma. Daily City. Then you pay. No, Muni should be free.
Muni should be free. I've always said that, you know, the transportation and elevators free. Why can't it be if it's on the streets? That same elevator you go up.
Only vertical transportation is free. Horizontal transportation.
You pay.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And that's
you will
in
pay.
Every way.
That's right.
Stand.
Yeah.
But
stand alone.
Lay and you're dead.
Emulate the mayor.
But that's just part of what development. But at 866-960. 5753, drop in a call.
Hey, my hometown just got honored, my original hometown. I consider San Francisco, I consider myself an honorary native.
I've You've been now here been 25, here 40 years?
25 years.
Only 25 years?
Yeah. Don't you get honorary?
1981?
Well, actually, 1980.
Yeah, so 26 years. Almost 26 years. You are an
actually, honor. November 4th, 1979. Well, I remember the day.
Can you vote?
Yes.
26 and
are you eligible to vote?
Yeah, 27 years.
Have you gotten your citizenship?
No.
In San Francisco?
Yes. No, I have. I don't. How do you? What stamp do you get?
For San Francisco?
Yeah. How do you know you're really a native now in San Francisco? I mean, what, you know, if you know the name of the bartender at Tosca, does that count?
That's one.
Yeah.
That's one way. You can get certified in multiple ways.
Really?
Yes. You know where the best hamburger joint is?
Well, there's
That's
a couple.
Two.
Bill's. Bill's on Clement.
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah. They still grind their own meat.
Yeah, but they're still in that thing.
What
but
do
they
got?
Don't toast their bread.
What do you got? Yeah, they
toast
do. They toast the. They don't
got,
butter grill it, but
got,
they toast it.
Yeah, but no, but you
they
need to butter grill it.
I
you
agree.
Need to make it so that.
So who's
it
got
drips.
The best burger?
It drips. Well,
Burgermeister on Columbus is good.
Yeah, and then the 21st Century or whatever it's called.
21st Amendment.
21st Amendment over here on 2nd Street. And then the Balboa Cafe has an awfully.
You know,
burger.
It's always been so yuppie. I could never go to the Balboa.
But you're going
I'm
up
so
a bar burger. It's a bar burger.
All right.
It really is, and it really is good.
Zuni has a good burger, but they have that
why don't
silly
you venture
bread.
Out, why don't you venture out beyond blue collar? Venture out into the world.
You know, we got both sides of the spectrum covered
but,
here.
But venture out into the world of the majority.
Oh.
You realize that Bruno's is about to reopen, by the way.
Where's Bruno's?
It's down in the Mission. In the Mission. It's by Mission in 21st, 22nd, somewhere down there. And you know who's going to be the entertainment? The Lounge Lizard. You know the cat that runs around, Buddy Love? You've seen...
Buddy Love.
He's going to be the entertainment. He's going to be the house band at Bruno's.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
And who,
in the
who
Mission.
Runs Bruno's?
I don't know the name of the
guy named Bruno?
No. No. No, not a guy named Bruno. That guy's dead. But it's going to open, reopen, and he is going to be the Lounge Lizard doing the number. And he wrote that book about...
I love Buddy Love.
Buddy Love.
And he lives right not far from here, actually.
He walks his dog.
Yeah.
All the way in the neighborhood.
He's close to the... Well, he's South Beach. He's probably closer to the Vitale.
Yeah. Much closer to the Vitale. But he always came to the South Beach Cafe when I used to work there. When I used to be a early morning chef.
When you used to work there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the South
you were
Beach
doing,
Cafe.
Yeah. Yeah, ham, cheese, and egg sandwiches.
That's right, with Mateer.
Uh-huh.
And you could always get breakfast. You'd sit down, and they'd bring you a cappuccino. They'd bring you freshly squeezed orange juice. And then they'd come back with an incredible breakfast pizza. It was always just so good. That was a...
Whoa.
Yes. Yes.
Rewind.
Yeah.
Pause.
Yeah.
Play.
Yeah.
Breakfast pizza.
Yes. Breakfast pizza.
Please.
It would be a pizza with eggs, a pizza with, you know, with ham. It was a good pizza. It's a really good pizza.
With sauce?
Yes.
Like a white sauce or a red sauce? Or?
It could be a red sauce if you chose to do it with the whip. But it was really pizza. They really make it just like pizza. And it's all there, and you could slice it and eat it and dice it and do all those things.
Oh, we do have calls. Oh, it's just my computer doesn't show them. And no one's talking to me in the headphones to tell us that we have called. We've just been blabbering on, totally ignoring people who have followed our entreaties to give us a call here. They've accepted the invitation to be guests on the Will and Willie Show. And our first guest is Chris in San Francisco. We were totally unaware of this.
Chris, you there?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Thanks for joining us here. I'm keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quay.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, you know, I'm still on your screener. I came to this country from Holland in 1962. This is Steve from Lafayette, by the way. You guys, crack me up. You guys always let me talk, and then you get all freaked out about what I say.
Oh, no. Well, yeah. don't say nothing incendiary.
No. It's just that I don't believe that the Republicans are going to let us have the Congress back in 2006. So talk after the elections. Because the media may just say, oh, wow, George pulled it off. People were worried about terrorism. All these key congressional races all of a sudden went to congressmen. Then it's going to be, we'll never be able to shake them until it's an actual revolution.
I have this nightmare, Steve, and see if you share it with me, that the Democrats in every poll are leading going into November 6th, and then November 7th, and all the voting happens, and there's maybe 30 close races in Congress, and the Democrats need to take 15 of them, and 20 of them are suspiciously close and defying all the exit polling, or somehow get tipped to the Republican candidate at the very last minute. And I'm not saying it's the voting machines. I'm not saying what it is. But I have this feeling that either something like that happens, where we think we go in, just like John Kerry on November 2nd, you know, in 2004, we think we're going into the night winning, and then something happens that night, or that Karl Rove pulls an October security surprise, like you were mentioning, we capture Osama bin Laden.
And Steve, you're right to warn the Democrats that they really don't have this thing locked up, and they had better stay as focused and as diligent as they have been all over the country if they are to succeed come this November.
Chris, in San Francisco, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie. Oh, Chris, that's a bad line.
And it's picking up materials that are not not ours.
He's there?
Hey, how's it going, you guys?
Chris, thanks for joining us. What's up?
Hey, I called before and...
what's up, dog?
And I was talking before about the whether or not to volunteer my time with the campaign for Angelides.
Yes, you did that about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
That's right. I was another question that you had for me about living in the Sunset District. And, I'm not out there anymore. But, listen, I wanted to comment on what qualifies for citizenship for the city of San Francisco. But I don't want to go off topic. Is that topic still open?
That's topic still open. What's up? What makes you a citizen in this city?
Well, I was born here. I wasn't raised my whole life, but... I'm fifth generation California on both sides of my family, and my great great grandfather was the mayor
of the city and county of San Francisco.
Yeah, George Henry Sanderson, 1891 to 93.
Uh huh.
91 to 93. Was he a fill-in, or did he get shot, or?
He died in office.
Oh, buddy, I'm sorry.
He died. No, that's. We're over it by now. Believe me.
Yeah. 113 years ago, well, I really applaud. Yeah.
This is 1891.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. So as far as, like, what qualifies, it's interesting that you asked that question. And, Willie, you came here from Texas. And there's another guy in the Sunset, and he said something to me one time, which I thought was very salient. He said, you know, I'm not from San Francisco, but I chose to come here. And I've been here for 20 years. And he kind of had a point, because even though I'm from here, you know, I didn't make the sacrifice to come here and
It's a bigger sacrifice today to actually try and find housing here. You know, that's one of the largest oxymorons of all time, Bay Area affordable housing. One of these days we're going to use that as a topic for an entire hour. What qualifies you for citizenship in the city of San Francisco?
Thank you, Chris. Call us again.
Coming up, we got What Would Willie Do? And in the 9 o'clock hour, guess what?
not just Representative Lynn Woolsey, but also Senator Dianne Feinstein, both of them joining us here, joining you. Right now, we're going to join John Scott in the newsroom with all the latest headlines here on 960 The Quake.
All right, Will, thanks. Good morning. Here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom. Flight attendants at Northwest Airlines have offered to send emails out to travelers to let them know about what their strike plans are. The union is threatening random, unannounced strikes, which will start Friday night, unless their airline agrees to negotiate a new contract. Northwest serves the Bay Area from SFO. They say a strike could force it to liquidate. The San Jose City Council took an extraordinary stand yesterday against their garbage company, NorCal Waste Systems. They rejected the indicted company's bid to renew its contract. What does that mean for you? Here's the Quake's John Rivers.
The council voted 10-0, with Gonzalez naturally abstaining, to have the city's finance director negotiate the contracts. Garden City Sanitation will collect trash from 3/4 of the city's single-family homes across most of San Jose. CWS will collect and sort recyclables from those same homes. Green Team of San Jose will continue serving the remaining 46,000 homes in West San Jose and the Cambrian area, including Willow Glen. Otherwise, prepare for one of the nation's largest trash contracts. The deal will set residents back $26 a month. That's a $6 increase, and $1 more than renewing NorCal would have cost.
Quake traffic at 8:52. Fremont's been really slow this morning. If you're wondering what's going on, no problems at the moment, but there were four different accidents between 5 a.m. and now, between Thornton and Tennyson, and that's why it's crowded through there. You've got company on 280 southbound as well around Monterey. CHP is going to run traffic break the next couple of seconds to get a car from the center divide off the road. No backup to Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Looks good. Metering lights are on, though. Quake weather. Foggy in the city and on the coast today. Highs near 60 coastside, near 90 inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-400-8087. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich, very rich, and my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-400-8087. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-400-8087. 1-800-400-8087.
Hey, where were you?
were you last year?
What happened to your hair? Are you contagious? How come you're always tired?
If you think going back to school is tough for an 8-year-old, imagine doing it while recovering from cancer. CureSearch.org is a website that can help. It connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
What would Willie do?
Every day we ask a question to the mayor of local, national, or international import, and every day he digs deep, deep down into the well of wisdom and sagacity that his years of public service have invested in him. In a segment we like to call, What Would Willie Do? Mr. Mayor,
yes,
you talked about an unofficial citizenship for residents of the Bay Area and the city of San Francisco. You, being a former mayor of the city and county of San Francisco, probably have a leg up on me in terms of the honorary citizenship, but both of us being transplants, let's say you put together a checklist for me to accomplish. What would Willie do?
I would have you register to vote.
Done.
In somebody else's name.
Sonny Jim Rolfe.
Absolutely, absolutely. I pick a good one, you know. You could Dashiell Hammer, any of those names. Herb Cain, any of those names of people who moved on. Yes, you could take it. And then, after that moment, I'd also have you enroll in a school. In your case, Mission High. then I'd have you
survive.
Survive. Diversity. You understand? We need diversity. Then I'd have you hook up with a church. And which church? I don't know yet. But you look St. Anthony type.
St. Bridget.
No, St. Anthony.
Oh, all right.
St. Anthony is where the homeless people are. Oh, the people with long hair and, you know, all the casual clothes. That's what you want to do.
Cash.
So, and by then, you'll be a true San Franciscan. You'll feel comfortable.
And that's
walking
what
around
I
in the
feel comfortable.
Just by being with you. Thank Shopping. You so much, boss.
And, you know, we got two friends of yours coming up in the next hour, both Lynn Woolsey and Senator Dianne Feinstein.
We'll they denied, but I claim.
Keeping it real, Will and Willie, 960, The Quake.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-400-8087. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-400-8087. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-400-8087. 1-800-400-8087.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Two Fox News journalists kidnapped in Gaza have turned up in a video. They say they're okay. CNN's Paula Hancock says the kidnappers are issuing demands.
What they are demanding is that all Muslim prisoners are released from jails of America within the next 72 hours.